The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It's amazing to me how many live calls we got in studio after wrapping up today's Fat Club, which I think is going to be super inspiring to people who listen to today's episode, because we all know, or we've all felt a little jealousy, should I say, about someone who is getting fit, starts looking better, and you start comparing yourself. It's almost...
I'm always happy for that person. I don't feel jealous of them at all. I mean,
I do. I'm like, dang, she looks good. I don't know if it's jealousy, but I'm like, oh, for me, it's motivational for some people.
I feel jealous when I see another guy looking good in a shirt that I feel I could wear if I lost 20 pounds. That's when I feel jealous. That's when I feel bad.
Are you guys summer ready?
No.
Yeah, except me for who I am. That's all I'm showing up. That's my vibe.
Anthony's gotten to that point. He's like, I don't even care. We should do something for guys next week. Helping men get t-shirt ready for the summer season. Okay, in the meantime, if you are trying to get healthy and some people close to you, whether it's family members or your partner, aren't being supportive, we've got some advice for you. Oh, and Adele and Yo Gotti clips too.
Oh,
because Adele went through the hate publicly. We all saw it. All right, let's begin today's episode. I went to the grocery store the other day to buy some bananas and some watermelon, and there was a fire. A fire in the produce section. How well do you respond to emergencies? Welcome to Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
Too easy not to say. Those jalapenos must have been hot. Oh. Automatic.
That's Anthony A.
You went for the low-hanging fruit.
The lowest.
So I got a little nervous. I needed fruit. I love fruit. Walk into the grocery store, and there's just like 35 people in the produce section. Everything is taped off. There's cones everywhere.
So you're talking like flames, like an actual fire.
Yes,
like
but I didn't see it. I didn't see the fire.
You didn't smell the smoke?
I didn't even smell the smoke. I didn't.
I don't believe there's a fire there.
You know I'm clueless. I don't pay attention to much. I just need my jalapenos.
Dana just walked into a burning building.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey. It's true. We've had this conversation. So I finally went to the other side of the store, and his man was, you know, stocking, and I said, hey, what do I got to do to get, you know, some jalapenos, some watermelon, and bananas? He's like, I'll go to the back and get them for you. I said, what's going on? Are they cleaning? He's like, no, ma'am, there's a fire. I said, what? So we walked in this morning, and there was a huge fire, and everything was smoky. And so now we're just trying to figure out what happened. And it started in the produce section.
Jalapenos.
I don't respond well to emergencies.
Well, clearly, this wasn't an emergency situation.
It was not. I mean, they left the store open. You didn't even smell the smoke. It's not an emergency. I think you're playing it up
Something happened.
Yeah,
dude. And I couldn't get my fruit and my jalapenos.
I think it was like a fajita demo that you were that you did not see correctly.
Let me tell you. I needed my salsa.
This is the highlight of Dana's week right here. Yeah,
I was trying to ask how well we respond to emergencies. Obviously, I don't respond well. All right. I thought it was an emergency. And thank you to the young guy who brought me my fruit and my jalapenos.
And the grocery store is still here, right?
It's not burned down. Good.
Then, yeah.
Did the fire department even show up?
Not when I was
there. Okay, there we go.
This whole story needs some more salsa on it. You should have stopped and got some of that.
National Day, Anthony.
All right, we'll kick it off with National Pi Day, as in the never-ending math constant.
Developed in 1706. I don't know what never-ending continent.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
The infinite number. It goes on and on. Developed in 1706 by a Welshman, I believe.
Ooh, and the homies at 7-Eleven and Papa John's are celebrating by having pie deals all day, so be sure to check them out.
So they're having, like, real pie?
Yeah, Papa John's hooking you up with a different type of pizza pie. And then, 7-Eleven's doing apple pie and stuff like that.
Ooh, all right, love it.
And we also have National Napping Day. Ooh, that's what I love.
I'm a fan of those.
Damn, bro, I love me a nap.
I'm good at it, but, you know, if I go too long, I get it groggy.
Anything
groggy.
Over 30 minutes is
Yeah, you gotta have a disco nap,
that's too
right?
much sleep.
Yeah.
All right, to each their own on that one. And Dana Cortez, I don't even know if I believe in this one. Why are chip companies and car-making companies the same?
Why are chip and car making companies the same?
They're good at making airbags. Chip.
Oh, that was good. No, chip.
It's National Potato Chip Day.
It took a minute, but it's true.
Yeah, you know what?
Have you
had a hard time getting that one out.
Hold on.
It sounded like you were full of hot air.
Have you noticed there's more air in a chip bag since the pandemic, or is it just me?
I picked up a bag of Cheetos, and I think there was three Cheetos in it.
I shook it.
I was like, what is this?
You're
like a rattle?
I don't want these.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love talking about celebrities who lose weight because I think that it can inspire certain people, right? But then there's just regular old folks like us who are on our journey every single day, and we still get hate. We're nobody, literally nobody. And I got hate when I didn't want to be Big Dana anymore. I put a meme up of myself when I was fat and now, and I had somebody write me and say, oh, you think you're better now? You think you're better than the rest of us? And I was like, no, I think I'm healthy now. I think I get some sleep now.
As a lot of homies say, it be your own people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So out the gate, I just wanted to play a little excerpt of Yo Gotti, one of my favorite hip hop artists, one of my favorite rappers, entrepreneurs. He changed his life. His physical appearance, everything. And here's one secret that he's sharing with all of us.
A lot of things I do though is calorie count. I think that will help me a lot. For like the last year, we tried to count my calorie intake. That seemed to be the best results that I get.
Counting calories is free. You know that, right? Math, you learned that in second grade. 2 + 2 = 4. And if you're eating too many calories, if you're eating more calories than you're burning, you're going to gain weight.
Yep.
Plain and simple. But what's the answer to people not supporting you when you're trying to lose weight? Remember Adele talked about this when she sat down with Oprah Winfrey. Man, remember the hate she was getting on social media? I couldn't believe it.
She was losing fans because she was getting healthy.
I thought that was so awful. And I do understand, though, to a certain extent, she represented a lot of women who don't get represented in mainstream media, right? You don't see a lot of larger women, somebody that was her size. But she said, look, I wasn't healthy. I need to be healthy for my children. And here's what she said to Oprah, and I'm not mad at it.
And I was body positive then, and I'm body positive now. But it's not my job to validate how people feel about their bodies. And I feel bad that, you know, it's made anyone feel horrible about themselves. But that's not my job.
She said, it's not my job. And it's not. It's your job to worry about you, not anybody else. I'm glad she said that out loud.
What do you think the psychology behind people?
I already know what it is. I
mean, obviously it's crabs in a bucket.
Some homies are just natural born haters, dog.
It's you trigger jealousy. And jealousy is a very powerful emotion. There's three very powerful emotions. Love, hate, and jealousy. Especially if people value attention. Okay. They know you getting attention all of a sudden. Oh, you look great. You look, oh, well, that must mean I don't.
But
it's not about you.
Sometimes healthy people are obnoxious.
True.
That's a thing.
Ooh.
Like when people start losing some weight, maybe her name, her first initial is D, her second initial is C. Because then she comes in and she's like, I've been doing this and this and this. You know what you should be doing? And it's
well,
like,
Anthony,
yo,
you're shaped like a burrito right now.
Oh, we're going to go personal.
You've
okay.
gained some weight and you've been saying, I'm going to get straight with it. I'm going to get straight with it.
This burrito is full of extra guac. Okay? It's a tasty one. So, that's right.
You're in the worst position ever. You're single and you're chubs.
Yeah, dude. I'm like a bean and cheese burrito. All right?
With guacamole.
Yeah, with guacamole on the side. It's a bean and cheese, baby.
Not inside of it. Nobody wants the guac inside. And you're the one complaining about being you both about your pictures. We just
took
photos.
What are you talking about? You're married to a Hot Pocket. You're shaping a Hot Pocket. You're shaping a Hot Pocket automatic.
I'm sticking up for you. And you have to attack me.
This is why misery loves company.
Okay.
I'm dragging you down with me.
I trigger jealousy.
Yeah,
just a crab in the bucket inside of the Dana Cortez show.
The fat ass crab. A buttered crab.
You know what? We're sitting in here roasting each other. But
you need a grill. Let's go ahead. I don't know.
We need a roast instead of fry. Yeah. We're not frying each other. We're roasting each other. Look, it really is about supporting one another. I'm kidding. Anthony A looks great. DJ Automatic looks great. I look all right. We try so hard to stay healthy so that when we do come in here on Mondays and we talk to you about this, we want to inspire you, but we're just regular people and it's hard. I like chips. I like fried tacos. I like these foods just like you do.
I'm going for a run.
Right after this, we're going for a run. Psychologists say that especially people who value thinness because of social media, the way you look has been amplified times 1,000 in the past decade. And so it triggers one of our most toxic emotions, jealousy, right? And it's hard to control it. If you see someone who's trying to get healthy, encourage them. And maybe instead of hating on them, try it yourself. Because it's the best thing you can do for you and your entire family. Set the example.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Big news for one of my favorite snacks on earth, goldfish. I can't wait to share this with you right now. It's Hottest Hashtags on your Monday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, so this one hurt my heart so much. Mexican-American actor Emilio Delgado, who played Luis Rodriguez, the Fix-It shop owner on Sesame Street, passed away last week after battling blood cancer since diagnosed December 2020.
Boy, it's just about 5 o'clock, Luis.
Yes, I know. And this clock that I've been fixing is about to strike 5 any second now.
Well, I can't wait.
I remember when I was little watching Sesame Street and seeing Luis and Maria and thinking, that looks like my family. It just meant something. There were few, if I don't even know if there's any Mexican-Americans on television. And he was one of the pioneers of that. He said in an interview early in his career, his goal was to bring a positive portrayal to mainstream about Latinos, which even to this day is so rare. He said in that interview, I'm not going to play a tecato, which is a heroin user. I'm not going to play a cholo. I'm not going to play a gangster or a maid.
Is that the original casting call on Sesame Street?
I mean, he did. He was on Sesame Street from 1971 to 2015.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
And that's a great run.
It really is. He was 81 years old. And also throughout his career, he just said he wanted to represent Chicanos positively. Oh,
and like many Latinos, we're all friends with the Grouch.
What a Grouch.
We got one in our studio. DJ Automatic. All right. Now in food news, I love goldfish. And now they're cheesier than ever. Introducing the Goldfish Mega Bite. It's three times bigger than the regular goldfish. It's got more sharp cheddar on it and more of that powdery goodness that I love to lick off my fingers when I'm eating goldfish.
That's what America needs. Bigger goldfish.
That's what we need. Anyway, you can win them for free for a year. Enter right now at pepperidgefarm.com. DJ Automatic, get on it. Goldfish for the year, the big ones, the megabytes.
I like you the size you are as a little fish.
Oh, no, no, eating tonight. You're on a diet.
You know what? Body shaming right now. Fish body shaming. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Napping Day. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love a good nap.
I could take one right now.
We also have National Pi Day. So it's 314, as in the math constant. Is that what it's called? Something like that? Nope.
I don't know what you're trying over to here. Say.
Anyway, it's National Pi Day.
It's the infinite number pi created in 1706, used quite often by Greek mathematicians and obviously all over the world.
Bam. There it is. And we'll wrap it up on National Potato Chip Day.
Goldfish are not potato chips, but my favorite potato chip, come at me, I don't care what you say, is just a plain Lay's in the yellow bag. They go with anything. They go with sour cream and onion dip. They go with chile con queso by themselves.
Ooh.
Are they the greatest potato chip of all time?
No, definitely not.
What's better than Lay's potato chips?
I mean, first of all, let's establish this. I'm a tortilla chip guy, okay? First of all.
Well, but it's not tortilla chip day.
But
Automatic.
If I'm going to have a potato chip, I'm definitely going with the Ruffles, sour cream, and cheddar. Those are amazing.
Gross.
What do you mean, gross?
Basic. That's so basic.
They're so good. I mean, my seventh grade year was basically...
I was going to say, you sound like a seventh grade girl.
Damn! The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We are getting our spiritual forecast. Hold on, so we can find out what kind of week we're all having collectively. It's time for What's Your Sign? Hey. Here, Marty. Marty, can I ask you a question real quick? Can you explain to everyone who's listening what a seer is?
It's basically a psychic. It's a person that's able to receive messages through their third eye, but also there's other feelings that the seer will get. And so that's like their claircognizance. It's like the inner knowing of what's to come.
Okay, because I have a lot of people ask me, why do you call her Seer Maddie?
I wonder if I'm a seer, because I always know what's coming.
You're not a seer, Automatic. No.
Okay.
You don't always know what's coming either, by the way.
You don't even know when you're going to go to the bathroom next. Automatic, I'm sorry.
Get up in mid-conversation.
Literally, every time you go to the bathroom, it's an emergency. So that's like, you don't know. You're far.
All right. Obviously, Marty, we ask people to call in so they can get a one-on-one psychic reading with you on the radio. So here is today's caller. Begin with what's your sign?
Capricorn.
And what's your first name?
Juanita.
All right, Mama, date of birth, no year.
Date of birth is January 5th.
And what's your question for Seer Maddie?
Me and my husband seem like we're falling apart. My house feels like it's falling apart. My career, everything's just falling apart, and it seems like it's not getting better, not even with prayer.
Oh, that hurt my heart when she said not even with prayer, right? There were so many things and so much stress. What kind of energy are you reading from today's caller?
So I'm going to keep it real.
Okay.
I don't see things
getting better for a while. Oh. I do see things will eventually turn a leaf and or turn a page rather, and things are going to be better for her. But for a while, she's going to have to keep the strength. She mentioned her career. I do see these disagreements at work. That's probably what she's dealing with now. But when it comes to her love life, I feel she needs to open up her heart a lot more. As a Capricorn myself, I get it. Sometimes when things aren't going right, we tend to shut down our emotions. Mm. We just act real tough, you know, and we might not be feeling like that. Open up her heart is what's going to really lead her in the right direction. But Spirit is asking her to really have a lot of patience. One thing that I heard from my guys is that even in the darkness of the night, the moon still shines. So light is always there for her to tap into.
I like that. I know that sometimes things are bad and we all have that feeling. Oh my gosh. But there's always something positive in your life, and you've just got to put your mental on that. Thank you so much for that, because I felt like she was just so stressed, and I hope this helps her. Now, of course, the rest of us are waiting for our spiritual forecast for the week. Seer Mahdi, give it to us.
Yeah, so we have a full moon this week. It's actually on Thursday, but it's over the night on Wednesday. That full moon is going to keep us real emotional this week, but it's not in a bad way. But it's going to help us kind of like check ourselves a little bit, because we sometimes tend to get over emotional during the full moons. We talked about this last time when we had a new moon, but with full moons, the collective tends to get real emotional, real crazy. And so this is about balancing ourselves and coming into a logical state of mind rather than an overly emotional state of mind. It's also in the sign of Virgo. So that's a sign about health. So focusing on your health and the things you eat, the things you consume, might make you feel a lot better during that period of time.
So remember, although you're feeling a certain way in your heart, you got to think with your brain. Yeah, follow that logic. Like Seer Mahdi said this week, don't jump into something just because you're feeling some type of way.
You can be emotional without being dramatic.
Yeah, you can do that. Exactly. You can do that. Hold on to those feelings, you know. Think about things before you jump.
There it is.
Think before you speak.
Think before you speak. Yeah, or before you act. Too. Mahdi, thank you so much. As usual, you always bring so much insight. If you would like a reading with Seer Mahdi, you can call us right now or send me a direct message at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Begin with your sign, your first name, date of birth, no year, and then follow with your question. And please follow Mahdi at Illis Divinity on Instagram. She's got the gems every single day. Woo! She calls positivity. I love following you. And have a great week, Mama. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Have a great week, you guys.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. I love you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The Batman. I'm talking Robert Pattinson and Kanye West, BFFs.
What?
Let's talk more about this story and others. It's the Daily Dirt to Best Gossip. Anthony A. Get us started with famous people's birthdays.
One of the greatest U.S. Olympians of all time, Simone Biles, celebrating her birthday. And Steph Curry celebrating his birthday. Also, fun fact, Albert Einstein was born today in 1879.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so I want to start with Cardi B, who dropped out of her leading role in the Paramount movie Assisted Living. I still remember making the announcement. It was supposed to be this spoof on a senior citizen home, and she was going to pretend she was living there. 1 week before filming, she's like, I don't want to do it. They paid her $30 million. Paramount will seek legal action against Cardi B.
I mean, that movie sounds cornball. I'm sorry.
Which means it's going to be fun.
No, but I mean, Cardi still needs to come out with another album. She can't go cornball before she comes out with another album.
Paramount Plus does have Yellowstone. So if I was to see Cardi B pop up in Yellowstone, that would be sick.
Let's
move her from assisted living to Yellowstone. I'm down for that. Give her $30 million. We'll all watch.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's talk about Jussie Smollett. He was sentenced to 150 days in jail for his hoax. Remember when he claimed he was the victim of a hate crime in Chicago? Even the mayor of Chicago is like, you're stupid. She pretty much said that. He's got to pay money. He's got to go to jail. He's going to be on probation. Here he is talking all kinds of trash to the judge.
Your Honor, I respect you and I respect the jury, but I did not do this. And I am not suicidal. And if anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself. And you must all know that.
And he's such a bad actor. It's just sad that he did this. And it makes anyone who has experienced a hate crime, a violent crime, less likely to be believed.
That's really the tragic part in it, too. Do you remember when he called himself the gay Tupac?
Oh, my God. And the other thing is this dude literally put his 92-year-old grandma on the stand and was like, had her up there being like, he cannot go to jail. And if you're gonna, if he's gonna go to jail, you might as well put me in jail.
He has no shame. I'm glad he's gone. All right.
Now granny's in jail too.
No, she's not. Don't say it. Don't start rumors. Okay, so there's this spot called a Pebble Bar that Pete Davidson invested in. It's a bar, obviously. And the Batman, a.k.a. Robert Pattinson, had a big soiree there to celebrate the success of his latest role. Literally the biggest release in I don't even know how long. And while he was partying, he had the DJ play all Kanye West. So Kanye started following him, and he loves Robert Pattinson. Jokes on us. It was Pete Davidson's idea the whole time.
Oh.
So Pete just wanted the publicity to get the people in the bar. He's so funny. And I'm hoping one day he and Kim Kardashian and Kanye West can all sit down at the dinner table and have, you know, break bread together with their kids. That'd be the best thing.
The only thing Kanye wants to break is his neck.
Oh. That's your Daily Dirt. We'll be back with more coming up after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today is March 14th. This is the Dana Cortez Show, and we call this Music Facts with DJ Automatic. We take a little drive down memory lane. Where are we going?
We're going all the way back to 1995. Tupac Shakur becomes the first and only male solo artist to have a number one album on the charts while he's in jail.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days
his mom?
Before
yep.
Tupac was
that
born.
His mom? That's his mom. This is the official video.
Oh, wow.
This was the biggest song from Me Against the World.
Wait.
Back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place.
I still get chills when I hear that song.
Timeless song, right?
I think this is the biggest Tupac song. Well, California Love is the biggest one. This is the second biggest Tupac song.
But there's just so much meaning to this song. He talks about his mother's flaws, yet her perfection, because that's his mother. That woman gave him life.
Do y'all remember that Tupac movie that came out a few years ago?
No.
Which one?
I quickly forgot. There
was a big push for one that came out, and I thought they captured that song the best in the most recent.
In the movie?
Yeah, that was a good.
Jada Pinkett Smith said they lied and lied and lied about a lot of things.
It was a roundup.
It's just a movie.
They tried to cover too much.
There's just been so many of them, it's hard to keep up with it.
And you could, in my opinion, nobody could ever be Tupac. You can't act like, Tupac could have been Tupac.
He's a one of a kind. He's Tupac. Mm-hmm. There's never going to be another Tupac, and especially not Jesse Smollett.
All right, where are we going now, DJ Automatic?
We're going to 2018 when we all found out that our boy Drizzy Drake was going to be a daddy.
So we're talking about March 14th, but let's not forget who put it out there first.
We talking character. Let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child. Let that boy come home. Deadbeat mother. Playing Border Patrol.
Woo! Pusha T.
Let the world know that Drake was a father, and he wasn't telling anybody about it. He had actually had a baby with a porn star that he had only met twice and had sex with one time.
And he told the story on March 14th.
Yesterday morning was crazy. I had to come to terms with the fact that it's not a maybe. That in stone, sealed and signed. She not my lover like Billie Jean, but the kid is mine. Sandy used to tell me all it takes is one time, and all it took was one time.
That's all it takes. I'm just telling you, one time.
And if you don't know, Sandy is his mom.
So, you know, what's interesting to me is, first of all, we were all singing to Drake's kid's name.
Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50
so,
dub, I even
my bed is his son's middle name. So he only loves his son and his mom, right? Okay, I'm sorry. But then, number two, his son was born in October. Drake's birthday is in October.
Whoa.
October's very own is the name of his company.
How in the world are you going to plan, but not plan, a son that's born like into your own brand, OVO? Only Drake.
Only the chosen one, Drake, could do that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You got it locked into the Dana Cortez Show. And this one thing you need to know about the Dana Cortez Show is it's a female-led and female-driven show.
Yes.
Which means oftentimes Dana Cortez will get away with jokes on myself, Anthony A., and her husband, DJ Automatic, about our weight, about our hairlines, about whatever she feels she wants to make fun of us about. But did she cross the line today, DJ Automatic? When she, I couldn't believe what she called you. Let's talk about it right now. I'd like to welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And it started off when she told me I was built like a burrito.
She did. She pretty much fat shamed you today.
Yeah, dude.
And then you had to bring me into the equation. Oh. Like, I don't ever get, like, I don't take enough stuff from this woman. And you know what? Your husband's built like a Hot Pocket.
Damn, she has the body type of a Hot Pocket. It's still kind of cool, dude.
It's not cool.
We had a good roasting, which led us to realizing that we all need to get back in the gym a little bit.
A little bit.
All right, and we were actually talking about how, you know, oftentimes people come across haters in their weight loss journey. That's part of the problem when you're dealing with this thing.
Well, no one's hating on us right now, Anthony.
Nope.
No one wants to be us. But you know who they want to be? Yo Gotti.
Oh, yes, Yo Gotti. Great rapper. Also, American entrepreneur. I like to call him Yo Gotti the Great.
Only in the Dana Cortez Show are we going to talk about Adele and Yo Gotti in the same segment.
Yo Gotti broke down what keeps him motivated when it comes to living a healthier lifestyle and staying fit.
What keeps me motivated is wanting to be healthy, wanting to live longer. And the last one is, I think the girls like it. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep that together.
And of course, the girls. Of course, the ladies.
That kitty cat makes the world go round, Aunt. And
it doesn't matter your preference when it comes to man or woman. It just helps improve your sexy time overall, period, right?
It does, but I think working out definitely helps with your mental when you have an abusive wife like
okay,
mine.
Whoa!
You need to work out. Plus, it helps my self-worth because if she beats me down daily, okay. I need to go work out to build my self-esteem back up. And then, of course, you know, like Yo Gotti said, girls like it.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
That full moon, she is a coming, and you can already feel the energy. You can already feel it.
What we're going to blame your moodiness on?
My moodiness.
That sounded pretty moody right there, dude. That sounded pretty moody.
I wasn't
even ready for it.
Didn't even acknowledge anything you said.
Nothing. Just like, is that why, blah, blah, blah? I do believe that energy affects the way we feel, obviously.
I mean, our bodies are made of mostly water, and when the tide changes, when there's a full moon,
your body is
feeling the effects.
It's just facts. Well, thankfully, Sirmati, you know, gave us an idea of how we can control those emotions. Think a little bit with your head before your gums flap. There you go. All right, more to podcast now.